Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, indirect talks aimed at reaching a final agreement on a US peace plan to end the war in Gaza are set to continue today in Egypt. Palestinian and Egyptian officials have told press outlets that the sessions are focused on creating the field conditions for a possible exchange that would see the release of all remaining Israeli hostages in return for a number of Palestinian prisoners. Well, it comes as today marks the second anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Adam Parsons, who's a Middle East correspondent with Sky News. Adam, thank you for being with us and good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Good morning to Jerusalem.
So there are, it's a 2-year anniversary, as I mentioned today, and there are a number of commemorations being held. There's a rally in Tel Aviv. Will you talk to us about what's happening today, firstly?
Yeah, I mean, there are rallies in Tel Aviv. It's also, I should say, the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. So I'm in Jerusalem right now, a very quiet city, because clearly a devout city, and Sukkot once again brings a lot of peace to here. In Tel Aviv, there is a big rally to mark the 2-year anniversary. The sirens have sounded there, and there will be outpourings of people and outpourings of emotion. There are also events going on at some of the kibbutzim, which were attacked, and in some of the towns that shouldered the burden. And of course, a very big event at the site of the Nova Festival, the music event where so many people were killed, really amongst the most horrific attacks that you could imagine. So it's a somber day, and yet quite clearly it is taking place against the background of the talks in Sharm el-Sheikh. And there's a feeling, I think, of optimism, a sense that actually a deal is tangible. It feels as if it's within reach to a lot of people. But there are, going alongside that, there is also a fear that optimism could be dashed again. A lot of Israelis, a lot of Palestinians feel that they have been along this path before. They have hoped for an enduring peace, and it has not come. So it's a nation of mixed emotions in Israel, and I know in Gaza there is a desperate desire for this war to come to an end. I've seen with myself the devastation that has happened to the Gaza Strip, and yet I don't think anybody is making any assumptions.
Mm-hmm, of course, because everybody has been here before, and particularly we think of those families marking this second anniversary who have had their hopes at such a high level in the past that they might see their loved ones again, and those hopes have been dashed. So that brings us then to the talks in Sharm el-Sheikh today. You've got negotiators from Hamas and from Israel gathering in Egypt, and the talks are indirect, isn't that right, aimed at ironing out some of the details of the release of the hostages and prisoners in the first instance. Adam, you might take us through what's happening on that front.
Yeah, so indirect is exactly right. I mean, the Israeli team and the Hamas team are not sitting and looking at each other in the eye, but no, nor would we ever expect that to happen. What is notable is the level of people who are involved in this is very high. So the Israeli team is working under the orders of a man called Ron Dermer, who is the Minister for Strategic Affairs, but probably more importantly, is one of the closest confidants of Benjamin Netanyahu. The Hamas team is led by Khalil el-Haya, a man who Israel tried to kill a month ago when they attacked the Hamas leadership in Doha. Khalil el-Haya has lost multiple members of his family, but he is a highly significant figure within the Hamas movement. And the United States is sending Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to these talks. So there's involvement of people who are very well, very, very well connected with their political parties, with their nations. And also, in the case of the United States, people that Donald Trump will listen to. Also, we have the Arab states there. We have mediators. So again, let's not get ahead of ourselves. There are some incredibly difficult issues that have to be ironed out around Palestinian self-determination, the return of the prisoners, disarmament of Hamas, the future of Hamas, the relationship between Israel and a potential state of Palestine in terms of Israeli recognition. These are very, very profound problems. And yet there is this sense that, not least because of the momentum provided by Trump, that there is a deal to be done. It's going to require painful concessions from all sides, though.
And that deal, the outline of which Donald Trump has agreed and supported, and Benjamin Netanyahu as well, does it provide for a path to Palestinian statehood? Because as we've mentioned here on the programme since the deal was first mooted, I mean, Netanyahu has set his face against that for his entire career. But has he agreed in some way to that now?
No. And that's one of the potential fundamental sticking points. The 20-point plan that he agreed with Donald Trump talked about a future path to Palestinian self-determination, but with absolutely no guarantees. Then when Hamas responded to it, they were very clear that this was about Palestinian governance of the Gaza Strip. And remember, Donald Trump then welcomed Hamas's response. Now, there's a huge gulf between these two things. The deal that Netanyahu signed up to has got an international governing body that involves Tony Blair and Donald Trump. What Hamas wants is Palestinian governance. And this is something that as you rightly said, Netanyahu has always tried to oppose. And yet now he's got Donald Trump saying he wants a deal done, and Trump is the one person that really Netanyahu listens to internationally. There may be some kind of middle ground, but it's not easy to see what it's going to be. That, I think, is going to be an enormously difficult part of the negotiation. Certainly, there are people within Netanyahu's cabinet who, well, may well resign from government if he allows any kind of hint of Palestinian control of the Gaza Strip. So it's enormously complicated. The stakes really couldn't be higher. And just one aside, within this, the Nobel Peace Prize is announced on Friday. The forum that represents the families of the hostages have now nominated Donald Trump. And we know that, crazy as it may seem, the American president appears obsessed with winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
He does, for sure.
He will have a lot of, if he can pull this deal off, his chances of winning it are going to go up.
That's extraordinary. And do you expect that there will be a result in the coming days, you know, regardless of which way it goes, but that this is at that stage, you know, that it's close to crunch time and that we could see something emerge before the end of the week?
I think there's a very good chance we see something emerge before the end of the week. Whether it is the thing, I don't know. And the truth is, I think a lot of people out here, the honest answer is, I don't know, because this feels like a new approach. It feels like a new round of negotiations. And if you talk to 100 people, you'll get 100 different opinions, some of them very optimistic, some of them truthfully very pessimistic. Trump is saying he wants pace and he wants some result from what is referred to as the first phase. But again, there's these infuriating vagueness. We don't know what the first phase actually means. I think what he means is he wants to see some sort of progress. And my feeling is that with Derma, with Ahaya being involved, these are the big hitters, and they wouldn't be involved unless they thought there was something that could be done.
Adam, thank you very much for joining us from Jerusalem this morning. That's Adam Parsons from Sky News. Coming up, Maura Fey meets the people who decided in their 40s to have a complete change of career and join the Guards. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.